This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Helps. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us and the attention that you're paying to detail, right? Because you are figuring out how to get to me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You can hop on the website. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Study White Guy.
Bible thumping.
Bible study. I don't know. Well, I've got to study to be a thumper.
Yes, you do.
Okay. Bible thumping white guy. And I do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Really do. So, let's get to it, though. No motor games. Do you know what I mean, comrade? I mean, I'm tired of hearing it. I'm trying to hear about all this stuff anyway. If you head up to the Reb site, we've got a lot going on up there. God. It's not even slowed down. I feel like my tongue's bigger than my lips.
I brought you some coffee.
That's good. That'll if I can burn it enough, it won't swell any bigger, right? So anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been labeled with, and you don't have to. Many of you are I'm sure you're rambling or talking about the issues that are going on. Obviously, I am a white guy, kind of hard. I'm not like that lady that identified as black. I'm white. I can't do anything about it. Even paint eventually comes off, so that doesn't help. Bible thumping, if that means that I adhere to a higher power, I'm willing to believe that there's something out there bigger than I am, well, so be it, what can I tell you? And I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get why we let them get under our skin. I am Joe Messina, your host. All right, millennials are outraged. Well, nothing new, I know. Some of you are going, yeah, okay, whatever, they're always outraged about something. No, this is even better. They're outraged that a baseball team would actually have the guts, the audacity, to have a millennial night. Okay? Okay, they're going to have avocados, participation ribbons, napping stations. God, I love this. I think it's wonderful. In Montgomery, Alabama, if I say lover of naps, selfies, or participation ribbons, you would say millennial, wouldn't you? Yeah, of course I would, yeah. According to one Alabama minor league baseball team, those are the pillars of life for the people born between 1980 and 2000. Really? I didn't know that. Along with avocados, craft beer, and safe spaces. They call them Montgomery Biscuits. Who names a baseball team Biscuits? Seriously.
It probably used to be the Indians without a change.
In an effort to bring younger fans to the ballpark, the Montgomery Biscuits are hosting Millennial Night. But their advertising on social media set off an eruption of feedback. The Tampa Bay Rays, double affiliate currently with a record of 15-11, tweeted last week, "Hey, want free things without doing much work? Well, you're in luck." Can't stand it. Riverwalk Stadium will be millennial friendly on Saturday, July 21st, with a participation ribbon giveaway just for showing up. Napping at selfie stations along with lots of avocados. Vice President, yeah, what is it? But it's not just avocados. What is it? It's like avocado wheat toast, isn't it? Or is it avocado oregano? Avocado. It's just, it's hilarious. I've seen it. And I'm going, Mike, I wouldn't eat that with your mouth. Vice President of Fan Engagement Mike Murphy told Fox News, this is just one of the 70 promotions the Biscuits offer. This is only for their home games, ranging from outdoors nights to military Wednesdays, autism Fridays. That's cool. That's all cool stuff. Millennials just don't like to be called out, I can't tell you. The season marks the first full year under new management. The team is testing out its funny bone. 80% of the people in our front office are millennials, myself included. We're just having fun with some of the cliches that people point out about millennials. The tweet advertising Millennials Night has since gone viral. See, I learned this from an old Democratic strategist. And she used to tell me all the time, look, I keep telling my people to stop talking about you. It gives you too much press. I'm like, wow. Okay, so that's it. So you tee them off. They talk about you. You get more press time. There's a lot more people out there thinking like I do than I'm thinking like they were at the time. The same thing this way. I mean, stop it. And they'll slowly fade into the sunset. They won't be millennials when they hit like in their 40s or 50s and start looking at what they got in retirement. You know, ooh, you mean it's not free? You mean there won't be anything there for me? The backlash on Twitter was swift, criticizing the post's insensitivity. One tweet read, as a non-millennial, I think your copy was supposed to read, Riverwalk Stadium will have a condescending promo intended to ensure millennials never visit again. Amen, brother, I'm with you.
That's right.
If that's all it takes to scare them away, we're doing the wrong thing around here. Dallas Godshell, 21, said that he expects attendance to decline after the advertising. I'm not going to go to it. Look, millennials don't buy anything anyhow, not at that level. You look at what they're buying and where they're buying. They're buying online, they're buying high-tech stuff, and they're buying things that their friends would go, oh, I can't believe you got that. How did you get that? Where did you find it? Right? Dallas said that I'm not going to go to it. So it didn't work for me. Well, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't work for me in advertising, too. It works for other people. You ain't getting me to spend $200 on a pair of shoes. I don't care what the advertisement looks like. The sneakers. More than targeting millennials, it's sort of targeting older generations who like to make fun of money. Well, there you go. I'll buy two tickets. How's that? That's what I'm telling you guys down there. If you're not a millennial, you're an older guy, and you find this a chuckle, the tickets aren't that expensive. Buy two. Make up for that seat the millennial left. Right? Then give it to a hardcore conservative kid. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
$1 million babies. He ain't talking about, you know, sexy girls or something. He said, "This is, I got to tell you something. That's a great song. Let's save that for, you know, the abortion stories I do. Because they're making money, right? I mean, those abortion clinics and mills are making money. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I appreciate the time you spent on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. We've been talking about, I love this stuff. Millennials are upset. Because producer Tammy said it during the break. They have no sense of humor. They've lost their funny bone. As we've seen in part of the Democrat Party, there's a lot of Democrats that no more joking. Because it's politically incorrect. There isn't any joke, really, that isn't politically incorrect. I used to have an old funny joke. Well, not funny, but an old stupid joke. I'd say, hey, you want to hear a dirty joke? Did you hear the one about the two pigs playing in a mud puddle? Boom, boom, shh. Thank you. I'll be here all week. I'm sure somebody from PETA would have got mad at me for suggesting that pigs are actually pigs. We're talking about how the millennials are very, very, very upset that the... God. What was this dude called? The Biscuits? The Alabama Biscuits or something? My God. Really? Oh, I'm sorry. The Montgomery Biscuits. I don't want to get in trouble. And they're having a millennial night. Just a lighthearted, funny ha-ha. And the millennials are so they'll lose ticket sales. Maybe 50 or 60 millennials going. But what's funny about this, okay, so let's see. A lot of tweets were nasty. One guy stated the obvious. He's 21 years old, so I'm sure he's got a lot of time behind him, a lot of experience in life. I mean, seriously. The writer said, for every angry comment, there seems to be somebody, you know, defending the move of the baseball team. One person tweeted, "Bravo, Biscuits, you know millennials won't dig in unless it's gluten-free." Another Twitter user said, if you're an offended millennial complaining about this, are you basically furthering the stereotype? Think about it. Mm-hmm. Just don't go. Murphy said, the team is sorry. It is advertising offended anybody, but they are standing by Millennial Night would not change anything about the approach. It's funny. After the initial explosion of angry tweets, the Biscuits took to Twitter again, urging anyone who's offended to fight their battle. And, which again, was it? I guess to the Millennials, IRL, do you know what that means?
In real life.
Oh, can't stand when you do that.
It's because I'm so young.
She's right. That's what it stands for. Anyhow, the team itself is largely made up of millennials. None were even remotely offended by it. Why? Because they're mature millennials. They have a funny bone. They think it's funny. But it's a different animal, too. I mean, think about it. A lot of those guys that make it to those baseball teams, make it to those farm teams, man, they've been through hell and back again. They've had to work hard. There's no safe space for them. I guarantee it. He said, "Dean Knight is done all in good fun." He said, "I don't think the Biscuit employees meant anything sour by it or cast any kind of negative light on the next generation at all." I mean, think about this. Really, I mean, they totally lost their sense of humor. You can't joke or speak lighthearted about anything anymore. And I just don't care. That's really what it boils down to. When I see these stories now, when I have people say, "Ooh, watch out, you might insult the millennials or Generation X or the Gabennials or whatever they are," I just don't care. Because you're always going to tee off somebody, right? How about stop teeing me off? You're making me mad. President Trump, he says that he's been tougher on Russia than any other president. But you know how he is, right? You know how he talks. It's huge. It's big. It's the biggest. You're going to love it. It's the most beautiful. Right? So even the left-wing media will never give him credit. President Trump has been tougher on Russia than his predecessor, Barack Obama. For starters, it was President Obama who, according to Reuters, that's the one, was on camera saying to Russian leader that he'd have more flexibility after the election. That wasn't President Trump. So much so that the sanctions resembling a Russian nesting doll, one sanctioned up top another. And I mean, Trump has been just been laying them out there one on top of the other. And he doesn't care who thinks what. Last April, the Trump administration imposed a new sanction on Russia, including strict sanctions on seven of Russia's richest individuals. Let me repeat that. New sanctions on seven of Russia's richest individuals. Not one, not two. And the sanctions directly penalized President Vladimir Putin's inner circle. They can't travel to and from the United States ever again. He did this, real simple, by opening a bank account in the West, preventing them from doing business with the West, and prohibiting anyone else to do business on their behalf. We cut them right out. The sanctions were significant, among the toughest sanctions ever placed on individuals in a foreign country, with the exception of perhaps Iran and North Korea. Yet, like many of Trump's successes, got no recognition. Absolutely none. So, Trump may have acted incorrectly to a degree, right, in Helsinki, but here's the deal. You can't give these people an inch. You can't give them anything because they run with it and they make it seem like it's the biggest thing on the face of the planet. It's not true. In August 2017, Trump signed a bill slapping even more sanctions on Russia, this time specifically aimed at the country's energy and defense industries, where they make the most amount of their money. Think. Congress made the legislation Trump-proof, meaning that no executive order could ever undo such sanctions, yet Trump signed it anyway. So they made it Trump-proof, they made it so he couldn't change anything, and yet he still signed it. What a nasty man. Trump with senior host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a minute.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump has asked his White House to extend an invitation to Russian President Vladimir Putin to visit Washington later this year. That according to Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Trump and Putin, of course, met in Helsinki, Finland on Monday. Trump has called the summit a great success and said he looks forward to their second meeting. And in an interview with CNBC, Mr. Trump said,
getting along with President Putin, getting along with Russia is a positive, not a negative. Right. With that being said, if that doesn't work out, I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had.
The White House says the president is not considering that proposal from Russian President Vladimir Putin to send U.S. officials to Russia for questioning in return for gaining access to the Russian intelligence officers indicted for allegedly meddling in the presidential election. Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware says it's ridiculous. The idea was considered even for a moment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
An explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. Smoke effect, you know, coming up in front of the screen. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5516. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air and texting and tweeting and whether you're watching on your smartphone, which you shouldn't be doing. I mean, if you're watching it through our app, that's wonderful and great. We have apps on Android and the Apple Store. But really, you need to call the local station and say, what is wrong with you people? Put the show on. Get over yourselves and put the show on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, thank you so much for being with me tonight. Okay, we were talking about the sanctions that President Trump... And was he truffer? Definitely truffer than Obama, I can tell you that. Having made up the word, I know what it means. So is he tougher than Obama or not? I mean, the sanctions that he put on Putin, the sanctions he put on Russia really, really hurt Putin. Well, hurt his buddies anyway. You know, and when you talk about what was done... I was looking up the timeline today about when Russia went into Putin. Not even, let's not call it Russia. When Putinville, Putinitsky, went into Crimea. And it was shortly after the Syrians. Remember when President Oblomo said, hey, here's the red line, cross over the red line, you're done for? We'll take serious action? I don't know what serious action was. I still don't know what serious action was. But when Putin saw that Obama had no spine for this kind of thing, that he didn't know how to fight, he didn't know how to stand his ground, he didn't know how to be a true leader, they went to Crimea. Why not? Well, who's going to stop him? Was it going to be NATO? Was it going to be, was it going to be the United States? Why bother? Well, I'll just go in. They're not going to do anything to me. Even Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had a hand of in the actions, stating that there would be no easing of the sanctions until Russia meets its obligations under the 2015 Minsk Agreement. That's the ceasefire agreement between Russia and the Ukraine. In August 2017, Trump signed a bill slapping even more sanctions on Russia, this time specifically aimed at the country's energy and the defense industries. Now, Congress made the legislation Trump-proof, I said earlier. But you know what? Again, as I said, he signed it anyway. Even though he knew he couldn't do anything to stop it or was going to, it was going to make it impossible for him to stop it, he signed the bill anyway. In fact, it was Trump, not Obama, who ordered the closure of Russian diplomatic properties in San Francisco, Washington, New York, and it appeared, you know, because again, he felt like it threatened U.S. security. It was also President Trump who shuttered the Russian consulate in Seattle. So let me see, he shut down San Francisco, Washington, D.C., New York, Seattle. I saw like 4-0. To be sure, Obama kicked 35 Russian diplomats out of the country after suspected election meddling by Russia, but only after Trump won the election. Would he have done that if Hillary Clinton won? I wonder. Furthermore, it was President Trump who led the world in expelling Russian diplomats after the Russian government was suspected of carrying out nerve agent attacks in the United Kingdom against one of its own former spies. He expelled 60 diplomats from U.S. soil. Think about this. Who's acting? Who's doing? Who's making a change? During a landmark speech last year in Poland, Trump lambasted Russia for using oil to hold NATO's Eastern Europe countries hostage. Trump underscored the dangers of those countries' dependence on Russian oil. Right? I mean, think about something. If they kept that oil away from them during the cold winter months, that'd be a problem, wouldn't it? The Trump administration even offered to help identify alternative energy sources. You know, Trump's remarks on European soil was the energy industry's equivalent of Reagan's tear down that wall speech. I mean, when you look, Russia is not as big and powerful as they'd like to lead you to believe. We'll talk about that later on with David Fisher. What their real grip on economies are. I mean, they have the economy. I think it was of New York City, or I'm sorry, New York State. We'll get into that next hour. You compare all the things that Trump has done to this point to Obama, and what he did to Russia, mostly the appeasement. Right, remember the red line appeasement? Russia blew right past that in Syria. Obama didn't do anything about it. Didn't do anything. So if you line all this stuff up, in the first 18 months, Donald Trump has surpassed what Obama did to the Russians. It's never ending, right? They're going to do whatever they can do. They're going to do whatever they believe to be true. They're going to do whatever they need to do to protect Obama's legacy. But it's too late. It truly is too late. And you know, again, with this love Trump's hate thing, it just never stops. Right? Let's do this one. Because this one's, I'll stick with that one. I can do that one later. And anti-Trump thugs are threatening lawmakers' kids. Not even the lawmakers now, they're threatening the kids. Now again, remember, we talked earlier about, hate speech on Facebook and how quickly they pull you. If you're on the left and you have hate speech going on, they won't do anything about it. If you're on the right, you have a problem. Representative Lee Zeldin, a Republican out of New York, and his campaign team are the latest conservative lawmakers to face threats over his support for President Trump. He described the ugly political attacks you know, against his campaign and volunteers on the Todd Stearns radio show. The most recent incident involved a campaign volunteer who was nearly run over by a leftist goon outside the Zeldin campaign office. When the person saw a Make America Great Again hat inside the car, he became even more incensed. He threatened to kill the campaign volunteer. Has he been arrested yet? Do we know? Come on, think about this. We're the ones. You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody today about how much nastier politics has gotten. And he suggested that politics has not gotten nastier. That the issue now is that politics is simply and strictly all over social media. So you see it everywhere. You can't get away from it. Doesn't matter whether it's Twitter or what have you. Everybody's all over it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Now, the campaign volunteer had to dive out of the way, just like out of one of those bad 70s movies, right? Had to dive out of the way to avoid getting hit. The gentleman then gets arrested, spends the night, charged with a felony for making a terrorist threat and a misdemeanor reckless endangerment, emphasizing that the role of the political leaders have played. You know, listen, this shows you. You know, Whoopi Goldberg, you heard what happened today in The View. Go look it up. I'm not going to go through it. I'm not going to give you the time. Whoopi was all upset that President Trump is calling for physical violence against others. I haven't heard that yet. Stirs it all up so there's physical violence. So in other words, because President Trump says, calls people names and calls out the lying press, he's causing these violent actions to happen to those people. Yet Maxine Waters and others who keep saying confront. They use the word confront. And apparently some of their constituents, some of their voters, some of their followers think that confront is a short word for beat the heck out of. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Now look it. If any one of you left loons want to get on me for this kind of music, go listen to that hip hop your kids are listening to. No, really, listen to rap that your kids are listening to, right? What about what they want to do to women and all that stuff? And tell me you're okay with it. Well, I guess that's all right. I don't know. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really just being part of the conversation, and you got to be part of the conversation. Now, look, I know some of you got a little irritated with me the other night when I said I felt that President Trump could have handled what went down in Helsinki, the press conference afterward, a little better. If I can't discuss this with you guys who know me, who've been listening for a long period of time, and you know where my head's at, and I can't discuss this with you, we got a problem. We got a real problem. Not kind of, sort of. We got a real problem. All right? I should be able to tell you how I feel about something and why I call it out. I mean, seriously. And now it looks like, I'm not saying he is, but it looks like now he's backtracking. Or as they like to say, he's backpedaling. And I don't think he's backpedaling at all. I really do think that sometimes he, you know, the way he speaks, the way he, I won't say misspeaks, but the way he lays stuff out doesn't make any sense. And it comes off all wrong. I got that. Right? But, there, you know, but again, they interpreted everything for Obama. They made excuses for everything for Obama. But I guess what happens is when you're on the right, you know, I've come to the conclusion that when you're driving down the freeway and you see speed limit 55, that's only for Republicans. You see somebody doing 80, it's a Democrat. Because the laws don't apply the same, right? That's kind of what I feel like a lot of times with what's going down. The laws do not apply the same to the parties. You know, and again, when you look at the New York, this the we're talking about the Zeldin campaign out of New York, right? Representative Lee Zeldin, and now they're being accosted. Somebody tried to run down one of his volunteers. I mean, really, truly, tried to run down one of his volunteers. The fact that Maxine Waters and others are calling for, you know, them to be, what would she say? What does she call it? Not, it wasn't approached.
Impeach?
No, not Trump, but the people that work and support him. They need to be confronted. Confrontation. That's what she wants. She can't spell the word, but she wants confrontation. So her calling for confrontation means nothing. The left goes, well, no, she has a right to do that. If the president calls for confrontation, he can't do that. He doesn't have a right to free speech. Only she does. Emphasizing the role that political leaders have played in fostering a culture that allows for this kind of harassment, Zeldin called on Democrat leaders to calm their people down and to tell their followers, hey, while I'm at it, before I forget, has anybody seen what happened to the shutdown ICE movement? You know what happened to it? They're making a joke out of it. But you know what happened to it? The Republicans threatened to bring it forward. That's what happened to it. The Republicans said, sure, you want to shut down ICE? No problem. We'll get that resolution on the floor right away. You guys can vote on it. And then they did a poll. They found out that 81% of Americans don't want to shut down ICE. And somebody with two brain cells in that party went, I mean, this may not be a good idea. Let's back away from this one. What happened to Steve Scalise could have been an incident where two dozen members of Congress could have been killed that day if it wasn't for Capitol Police. God bless our police. And they didn't run away. They didn't stand your ground. Zeldin said it seemed to him, with people like Maxine Waters calling for public harassment and conservative figures, that these fights are going to become, well, these elections for November are going to become a big deal. He noted that he received many threats that had targeted him, his wife, his daughters, and some of the stuff that's, you know, that has been said has been quite sick. Not quite sick. Lots of sick. Just remember that it was a Congresswoman Maxine Waters and the Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin who stirred up these leftist goons and ordered them to harass conservatives. So, you know, when you think about this, you think the whole Love Trump's Hate movement, very confusing to me. Because it has nothing to do with love. It seems to only have things to do with hate. It seems to me that that's all they talk about. And for those of you who think that the whole attack on Christianity, the whole attack on Christian values, you know, like, you know, oh, Trump's in office now, good, cool, everything's going to be fine. Well, everything isn't fine. The man can't fight every little thing. Right? And if you don't think that it's still, look at, you want to talk about bias against Christians? There's a bus company that yanked the ads they had because Franklin Graham is a religious figure. And there is a, the ad read that it's time for hope. They were having a festival of hope. So I guess if it was an Obama thing, it would have been fine, right? Because, you know, hope and change, all that stuff from his point, from a liberal point of view, although they don't realize that that's a religion in and of itself, too. A British transporter company has removed advertisements promoting Franklin Graham's upcoming Festival of Hope after LGBT activists complained. Graham is promoting the Lancashire Festival of Hope scheduled to be held in September. The banners that had caused angst among the LGBT community were posted in a double-decker bus in Blackpool. Now, the removal of the advertisements, or the adverts, as they put it, is a result of listening and acting on a customer and public feedback, which we aim to do at all times, said Jamie Cole. She's the managing director of the Blackpool Transport. Now, Blackpool Transport's proud ongoing supporter of the Pride in LGBTQ communities and not the Christian communities. That's my comment. Really, they talk about equality and inclusion, but they don't really mean it. Because look, if it's all about quality and inclusion, wouldn't you go out of your way to figure out, okay, the Christians have a right to meet, the Christians have a right to do this, this is a hope, this is not an accept Jesus or die conference like some other groups might have. So how do you become inclusive? How do you make it so everybody can be there? How do you make it so everybody, just because it offends you means I got to shut it down? You know, I'm sorry, he goes on to say, I'm sorry to see some of you, some see hope as offensive, but can assure you the terms of thousands of people in Blackpool and across the United Kingdom are searching for hope. You know, Franklin Graham's dad, Billy Graham, was world accepted. I mean, around the world he was accepted by Muslims, Jews, Christians, atheists. And it was because of the message of love that he spread. He didn't stick his fingers in people's faces. It wasn't his calling. It wasn't what he was doing. People need a message of hope. People need to know that there's something out there greater than them that can help them out of the situation they're in. They can help give them, you know, love and life and hope. And I guess that's unacceptable. If it's not exactly the way the left wants it, if you can't lay it out exactly the way the left wants it, then so be it. You can't be part of the... You can't play in the game. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Now... Blackpool Pride has already canceled a two-day festival at the Winter Gardens to protest Graham's appearance. Now, Blackpool Gazette reports that two lawmakers urged the British government to ban Graham from the country. Isn't that wonderful? Unreal. British Christians are alarmed at the outright hostility directed at Graham in the festival. You know, I mean, think about this. You have got... Look... I would hope that some of you on the left are going to be honest about this. This is outrageous. This is kind of worse than outrageous. How do you do this and say you truly care about equality for all? How do you do this and really believe that you're reaching out to everyone? You can't do it with all seriousness. Not unless you're really, truly, truly willing to swallow the lie. Because that's what it is. It's a lie. Nothing more. And to call Franklin Graham a hater shows you what little common sense. Not even that. It shows you how dishonest you actually are. You know, a Jewish friend of mine said the same thing. He finally looked at me and said, look, I'm not offended when you talk to me about Jesus. Because for you, he's the ultimate love. For you, knowing him brings you to the presence of God. And that's a beautiful, wonderful thing. And because you keep telling me about him, it means you want me to understand that beautiful and loving thing. Not offended. He gets it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't forget, next hour, our gold guy, David Fisher, joins us. Talking about the economy and why it's not all over the place. Go heat up your coffee. Come on back. We'll be here in a few minutes. We'll come back.